You're listening to The Takeaway.
Good morning, everyone. John Huckenberry here with Amy Holmes, joining me all week here on The Takeaway. And we're looking at economic indicators with human voices behind them. Maybe there are numbers there, but there are also people to talk to, like Cliff Hagedon, owner of the Fort Gratiot Express. And it consists of a 1997 Freightliner, a.k.a. Freight Shaker, which is now on Interstate 20 between Meridian, Mississippi, and Texarkana. Cliff, thanks for being with us here at the top of the hour. I don't want to make you late for any sort of delivery. Am I doing that?
No, not at all. Good morning to you, John.
But, are you nervous at all? Because, really, you've called the recession possibly being over, and there aren't a lot of economists who have the guts to do that.
Well, that's probably why I'm not an economist. But what I found out here, we have to use load boards to find freight to whether I want to go to New York or I want to go to Florida, I want to go to Texas.
And a load board is basically an offer to, I've got some stuff, needs to go from here to here, and you can track that stuff either online or through your networks and basically figure out how to get your truck from point A to point B.
Exactly. You've hit the nail right on the head. And right now I'm looking in Meridian, Mississippi, and there are, within a 150-mile radius, there are 47 loads and 73 trucks that need to be loaded.
Wow. And a year ago, what would you have been seeing?
A year ago, I would have been seeing 50 loads and 250 trucks.
Wow. So that's a significant change. Would you say that what you're looking at is a leading indicator in the sense that the economic activity that you're seeing may eventually translate into more jobs, more economic activity to people who, say, are unemployed this morning?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I don't believe that we're completely out of the recession, but we are making a huge turn.
And talk about what sectors seem to be affected more. What kinds of goods are you moving, and what sorts of goods maybe haven't really been affected by this positive change that you've been talking about?
That's a good question. I know for a fact that the food commodities are really soaring right now, possibly because more people are eating at home. They instead of going out to restaurants or... I don't want to put any singular blame on anybody, but they're just eating more at home, which means we're doing a lot more traveling in that sector. The one that isn't starting to take off real fast is what we call the flatbed division.
So that would be like the flat screen TVs, electronics, that kind of stuff.
I would say, John, I would say more in the housing.
Ah.
In the building, in the industry, that hasn't started to kickstart yet.
So when you start hauling plywood, start hauling 2x4s, that sort of thing, that's really when you're looking at the tail end of this upturn.
I believe so, yes.
All right, Cliff. Well, you know, we talked to a lot of economists on the program, but I have to say you're sort of down to hard facts here, and we love that here on the program.
Well, thank you.
I'd love to hear that white engine growl right now, but I imagine you don't have a microphone that you could put down to the actual engine itself, right?
Well, I'm sitting at the TA truck stop, and I could turn it on, but you'd hear the air buzzer going off.
Yeah, all right, well, we won't worry about that. We'll talk to you again soon. Cliff Hagedon, owner of the Fort Gratiot Express, a 1997 Freightliner, a.k.a. Freight Shaker, between Meridian and Texarkana. Thanks, Cliff.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Going into town on the interstate, I got a steel train in the rain. And the wind bites my cheek through the wing, and it's these late nights, and this freeway flying always makes me sing.